Smart people's choices drive career success. Many resources claim to reveal the secrets of achieving business success, yet they often overlook a crucial element, the role of other individuals. While these resources may provide valuable advice, they typically fail to address how to make effective people decisions specifically, how to identify and position talented individuals appropriately. While numerous factors influence career achievements, such as genetics, education, and personality traits, the ability to make sound people decisions is equally, if not more, critical. As your career advances, you will likely find yourself in positions requiring the management of larger teams, making it vital to excel in placing the right people in the right roles. Moreover, collaboration is essential. No one can achieve their best work in isolation. Career expert Marcus Buckingham emphasizes that everyone has limits to their potential, and to continue growing and succeeding, you must rely on others who can enhance your strengths. Unfortunately, despite the significance of making informed decisions, many individuals do not cultivate this important skill. This is partly due to the misconception that judging people is merely instinctive or intuitive, something one either possesses or does not. However, this belief is misleading. The skill of making effective decisions is one that can and should be developed. Success depends on having the right people in the right roles. Imagine being an anesthetist who only revives patients 33% of the time. You'd surely be deemed unsuccessful and face legal consequences for malpractice. Surprisingly, this is the statistic reported by Peter Drucker, a pioneer in business excellence, regarding executives' effectiveness in making people's decisions. Given that selecting the right individuals for the right roles is paramount to a company's success, this figure is alarming. When contemplating what drives success or failure in business, many think about finding opportunities, forming partnerships, responding to competition, and making acquisition decisions. However, excelling in these areas requires a diverse skill set that no single person is likely to possess. Thus, to master these business facets, companies must have the right teams in place. This perspective is echoed by business expert Jim Collins, who emphasizes that hiring the right team is the most crucial task for any organization. He suggests that until a company fills at least 90% of its roles with the right talent, prioritizing this should be its main focus. As crucial as effective people's decisions are today, their significance will only grow in the future. In rapidly expanding sectors like biotech, media, entertainment, and software, the quality of personnel outweighs physical assets. For instance, it is not advanced machinery that produces quality software, but exceptional programmers. Therefore, companies and managers must enhance their skills in making people decisions now, as their future success may hinge on it. Challenges in making great hiring decisions. Hiring top talent and placing them effectively is crucial for advancing both individual careers and organizational success. Yet, many struggle with making sound hiring choices. There are several key reasons for this trend. Here, we'll explore the first two. 1. First, exceptional candidates are rare. While many average applicants can perform adequately, statistically, you're more likely to hire one of them rather than the limited number of high achievers. This reality can lead to hiring decisions that do not maximize the potential of the team or organization. 2. Second, accurately determining which candidates fit specific roles is often more complex than it seems. Although assessing hard skills might be relatively straightforward, evaluating soft skills can be significantly more challenging. For instance, roles such as management require abilities like conflict resolution and team collaboration, which are not easily identifiable on a resume. Without the right indicators, hiring managers may miss crucial qualities that can impact a candidate's effectiveness in the role. Moreover, the ideal candidate for a position today may not remain suitable as the position evolves. For example, if a startup hires a CEO skilled in scaling operations, that leader may excel initially. However, if the market dynamics shift due to new competition, the organization may suddenly require a different set of skills, like innovation and strategic thinking, rather than just growth expertise. This change can leave the current CEO struggling to meet the new demands of the role, highlighting the importance of aligning hiring decisions with future organizational needs. Understand decision-making biases in hiring. Many of us consider ourselves rational decision-makers, believing we carefully weigh our options. However, this perception often fails to reflect reality. Our minds are not perfect calculation machines. Instead, they are influenced by various psychological biases that impact our thinking and decision-making processes. This is particularly evident in people-related decisions, where two common biases, procrastination and hurting, come into play. Procrastination is a widespread tendency where we delay addressing issues until necessary. In the context of employment decisions, this often appears when we know we need to dismiss a struggling employee but choose to postpone the difficult choice, ultimately allowing the situation to worsen. Hurting, on the other hand, is a more straightforward bias. While we like to think we make independent decisions, we often feel more comfortable conforming to the majority opinion. For example, during the hiring process, we might defer to the consensus of others, even when we suspect that this collective judgment is misguided. Another factor that complicates effective hiring decisions is the motivations of both candidates and recruiters. Candidates may find themselves in desperate situations, eager for a job or a chance for career advancement. This pressure can lead some to exaggerate their qualifications or even lie to secure a position. A notable statistic reveals that a large percentage of college-age individuals would admit to bending the truth in job applications. On the other side of the table, recruiters also have their incentives that can cloud judgment. The hiring process is not always equitable. Nepotism, personal favors, and inflated self-confidence can all create significant biases. Consequently, companies may end up hiring individuals who are ill-suited for their roles, undermining overall effectiveness and team dynamics. Great people's decisions happen at the right time. To start making effective decisions about people, the first thing you need to learn is how to identify when it's time for a change. Often, we make critical decisions at the very last possible moment, and procrastination is one of the psychological biases that prevent us from making the best choices regarding our teams. Unfortunately, in today's fast-paced world, procrastination can lead to disastrous outcomes. For example, while waiting for a struggling manager to improve, the market can shift dramatically, leaving us at a disadvantage. To avoid such situations, companies must take action as soon as it becomes clear that change is necessary, whatever the reason may be. If this involves letting people go, that's a decision that must be made honestly and directly. It's important not to shy away from unpopular decisions. To identify when changes are necessary, managers need to develop a habit of evaluating their teams, considering both current needs and future requirements. The first step in this process is to analyze your team's competencies. Do you have strong performers? Are there managers with great potential? Are the individuals who will eventually succeed on your executive team already part of your organization? If you answered no to any of these questions, it's time to start thinking about making changes. Moreover, it's crucial to remember that just because your team is performing well now, it doesn't guarantee that they will continue to do so in the future. Keeping an eye on future needs is vital when making personnel decisions. For instance, a team that has excelled during a challenging market downturn may not be the right fit for your company once you move past that period. Make effective people decisions in hiring. Recognizing the need for change is just the first step. The next involves making informed decisions about your team. Where do you start? It begins with understanding what qualities to seek. When assembling your team, you're not looking for the perfect employee, as they likely don't exist. Instead, focus on finding candidates with the right mix of skills. Consider various factors when hiring for a position, including an applicant's intelligence, experience, potential, and proficiency in the essential competencies for the role. Equally important is emotional intelligence, A, which encompasses a person's ability to manage their own emotions and those of others. While it may be challenging to find a candidate excelling in every area, you will need to make trade-offs. So, which skills should take precedence? Regardless of the position, it's crucial to prioritize candidates with high emotional intelligence. Even if a candidate has other strengths, a lack of A may lead to long-term failure. While intelligence is also significant, it shouldn't carry as much weight as A. Next, consider the specific role. For lower management or non-management positions, look for candidates with high potential, ambition, and a capacity for learning on the job. Conversely, when hiring for executive roles, experience becomes a more critical factor than potential. Finally, it's essential to define the necessary competencies for the role before starting your recruitment process. Take the time to analyze your needs carefully instead of making hasty hiring decisions. Candidate sourcing strategies. When filling a role, many companies simply post job openings online and wait for applications. While this approach is straightforward, it often proves ineffective, as it only attracts those actively seeking a job on that specific site, leaving out many potential candidates. So, what can be done differently? One effective strategy is to create a short list of top candidates through a method known as sourcing. This involves reaching out to professionals, such as executives, managers, and consultants, and asking if they can recommend individuals suited for the position. This method leverages existing professional networks. You may be familiar with the concept of 6 degrees of separation, which suggests we are all connected through no more than 6 degrees of acquaintances. By asking the right contacts, you can quickly uncover strong candidates. Additionally, don't forget to consider internal candidates who may be a great fit for the role. As for how many candidates to include on your shortlist, a good target is around 20 individuals, though this can vary based on the position. To effectively narrow down your options, utilize benchmarking by creating a profile of your ideal candidate and evaluating each candidate against this standard. This approach allows for the efficient elimination of those who don't align well with the desired qualifications. For instance, one company in the US successfully reduced its shortlist from 100 candidates to just 12 top contenders while searching for a manager in the Asian market using this technique. Enhance job interviews. How many job interviews have you participated in? How did they turn out? Were the questions relevant, or did they seem odd? Did the interviewer tend to go off topic? Chances are, you've experienced at least one of these situations. In reality, many job interviews lack structure and often fail to yield useful information. To avoid making the same mistakes, it's crucial to plan your interviews with well-chosen questions. Start by clearly identifying the core competencies needed for the position. What key traits define the ideal candidate? Should they be results-oriented? Is strategic thinking vital? Are strong interpersonal skills necessary? Next, craft interview questions that assess a candidate's abilities in these areas. Behavioral questions are particularly effective, as they prompt candidates to discuss how they've negotiated past situations. For instance, if you want to evaluate a candidate's leadership skills, ask them to share examples of how they've enhanced team effectiveness or helped achieve a goal. However, accurately judging candidates during an interview can be challenging. Asking the right questions is only valuable if you can extract meaningful insights from their responses. Human judgment can often be flawed, and we tend to make quick assumptions. For example, a candidate who speaks loudly and confidently may impress you with their authority, even if their content is lacking. To improve your judgment skills, consider seeking training from professionals who can help you and your hiring team become more discerning in evaluating candidates and their responses. The key to successful recruitment. If you implement the strategies outlined, you'll be on track to finding the right candidate for the job. However, one crucial factor remains: what if they're not interested in joining your team? Recruiting is a mutual process. You aim to hire the best, and candidates must want to work for you. If either side isn't committed, it's a no deal. To attract high-quality candidates, you need to make your business appealing. First and foremost, offering a competitive salary is essential. Even if you believe you have the best workplace, inadequate compensation will deter top talent. Next, showcase your enthusiasm for your company. Communicate why the position is exciting, whether it's your mission to improve the world or the opportunities for personal growth within the company. Additionally, demonstrate your genuine interest in bringing them on board. For instance, Claudio Fernandez Araoz went as far as traveling internationally to persuade a candidate to join his team. Now that's dedication. Once an offer is accepted, it's vital to help new hires integrate smoothly. New employees often face challenges during the onboarding process, and without adequate support, the risk of failure increases. Therefore, ensure you provide comprehensive training and guidance, even before they officially start. Support them during their initial days in the company. If they struggle to adapt, be honest with yourself and the candidate. Acknowledge any misjudgments in your hiring decision and be prepared to make tough choices. Key points. 1. Making good people decisions is crucial for career success and organizational growth. 2. Hiring the right people for the right roles is more important than finding new opportunities. 3. Procrastination and hurting bias can hurt decision-making in hiring and managing teams. 4. Emotional intelligence is key when hiring, often more than intelligence or experience. 5. Evaluate your team's future needs, not just current performance, when making decisions. 6. Use sourcing strategies and networks to find top candidates, not just job postings. 7. Offer a competitive salary and show enthusiasm to attract the best talent.